You're listening to Radio Catskill, your NPR station for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania.
This is Radio Catskill, your community radio station, and National Midwifery Week is this week, and it was created by the American College of Nursing Midwives to celebrate and recognize midwives and midwife-led care. Joining us now to tell us more about it is Patricia Konzman, certified nurse midwife at Wayne Memorial Hospital in Honesdale. Wayne Memorial Midwives are collectively responsible for nearly 500 births annually. We'll let you know heading into this interview also that Wayne Memorial is a financial supporter of WJFF. Patricia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we went on air, I asked you if I was saying midwifery right, and I was not. It's midwifery. Is
that, yes.
But I forgot to ask you how I should say your last name. Did I say that correct?
I think you did.
Okay, good. Yes. Good. We're still talking about midwives, right?
Right. We are, there's three certified nurse midwives at our practice, so we work for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center, and I've been a midwife for 28 years now, I believe, and I've worked always in Honesdale at Women's Healthcare, and then it was taken by the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center. We do our births at the hospital, so we also have office hours in our offices, Honesdale, Pike County, Carbondale, and so we do.
So if somebody asks you, what do you do? How do you answer them? How do you explain to people what a midwife does?
Well, in the office, we see women throughout the lifespan. It could be anything from puberty, when someone might be having problems with their period, maybe for birth control, for pap tests, but we also see women during pregnancy for prenatal care, and then after pregnancy, or as women get older during later years during menopause. So it's pretty much care of women throughout the lifespan. Some women may use us even as a starting point of, you know, they might not need a have a primary doctor, they don't know who to go to, but they want to check in and, you know, get some advice on, you know, women's health care. So they might even start with our practice that way. And we recognize pregnancy as a normal life event. So a lot of our background as nurses, first we're trained as nurses, and there's different ways to go about being a nurse midwife, but it usually leads into becoming a nurse first and then the midwifery training. The midwife part of it, we attend births. So we are in the hospital in our practice in the hospital with women when they have birth, and we don't have to have the obstetrician or doctor there. It's ourselves and the woman, nurses helping us. It's most people find it very supportive.
So what led you to...
So does that explain a little bit of what we do? Some people are more familiar with nurse practitioners. They might have seen nurse practitioners when they were in their medical office or even in a pediatric office. So sometimes I explain it that way. We're like a nurse practitioner, except our training goes into being there for the birth, managing labor, pregnancy, that type of thing. So
did you set out to do this, or did you set out to be a nurse first and then you came to this? What led you to pursue this course?
What led me was that I became a nurse, and then when I started working at Wayne Memorial as a nurse in 1983, I worked a variety of the floors in the hospital. I worked a little bit of the regular medical surgical floors, and then I worked in the operating room some. And then there was an opening on the maternity floor, and they asked me if I wanted to try working there. So when I started working with mothers in labor and being with them during birth, it became, I guess, my calling at that point. So I saw I saw the need for it in our community, that it would be a helpful thing to have, you know, midwife to be there helping women through pregnancy and then also being able to attend them during their birth. So I guess that's how I was steered towards that. So I just loved it, working with labor, you know, labor and delivery. And then this way I was able to also do the birth and not have to call the doctor in, that type of thing. So, and a lot of the focus was keeping it very normal, because women are often afraid during labor and what to expect and how is it going to go, you know, what's going to happen, how is the birth going to be. And we can never anticipate sometimes. There's, you know, we're taught to anticipate problems and what might happen and how to manage more difficult pregnancies. But for a normal labor, it could be a short labor, it could be a long labor, but the labor process is quite natural. So we just help women get through that in whatever way they, you know, they need to.
We know
if there's...
Sorry, I was going to say, we know that women's health care... That unfortunately for women, too often they aren't listened to properly in terms of their health care. And that they're, like, I've heard you a couple times mention that there's things that women might be afraid of or intimidated in terms of childbirth. And this, unfortunately, is a dynamic across the board for women in healthcare. They can't always get the care they need because they always feel listened to. And this year's theme for Midwifery Week is Midwives for Equity. And outside of just, you know, disproportionate things that face women, then there's things that face women of color, like African-American women are even more likely to die during childbirth. Midwives believe every person has a right to equitable, ethical, accessible, quality health care. How are you working to achieve that equity?
Yes, I think that's always been a teaching of the midwife program of focusing on the individual woman and trying to see if there may be some extra risk factors, but making it very individualized and also really listening. You know, several years back, the theme was listen to women, and that stands throughout with midwifery, is that we really listen to what women have to say and try to continue to move forward with our practice in meeting the needs. So if they need the support of, I guess, just really individualized care. The theme of Midwives for Equity, I think everything in the news right now with recognizing that Black women, you know, men and women, there may be health concerns that are different that we should really be looking for. And I think that's in our educational sessions and, you know, making our practice be aware of some of those special needs of different health groups. We have a wide range of patients in our practice, which it can be from women that maybe need health care. They don't have insurance, and maybe they're trying to work through the how do I get insurance? How do I come and have care? And so we have the sliding fee scale, but we have the offices set up to help you, you know, navigate through that. So pretty much we try to meet the needs of the community. We have referral sources for right now the big issue of the opioid dependency. So we constantly are trying to make the make our practice have available what, you know, what women need in the community and be a resource for and support for women in what they need. So I think I'm glad you brought up that women, you know, Midwives for Equity, because it's a common theme in some of our ongoing, you know, continuing education. We can just go to our midwifery site and learn more about that. And there's just so much coming out in the healthcare world right now that we need to constantly be aware of how to meet the needs of what someone has. And it may change depending on where they live, their culture, their background, and what they expect of the healthcare system. So if they're afraid to, you know, ask questions, I think most women are pretty comfortable with the midwives, even if they know they have some health problems or health risks, they may start out seeing one of the midwives in our practice, and even if someone needs to see a surgeon or a physician, and you know, it's beyond our scope, I think we can help them navigate how to go about that.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for letting us know a little bit more about what you do and what it means, and also the theme of this year's Midwifery Week. It's national, and so now everybody knows that it's going on here. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's great. That was Patricia Consman, Certified Nurse Midwife, Wayne Memorial Hospital. We're talking about National Midwifery Week here on Radio Catskill.